I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. Thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady. As always, it's my pleasure and absolute honor to be joined by my special guest and darling sister, Sister Razia Shamili. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, my dear sister Zainab.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Really
absolute
honored.
Pleasure. So we've been discussing the topic of cohabitation and its pros and cons, especially in comparison with an official binding marriage. Well, obviously, there are pros and cons to marriage also. But if we're looking at it from an Islamic perspective, cohabitation is not even a possibility for a man and a woman. I mean, if you're going to live together, go ahead and get married. If you're not married, you have no business living together.
Based on contract and Islamic rules and Sharia, there is no place. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the reality of societies, this has become a trend. This has become a very popular issue. Boys and girls are no longer willing to undergo the commitment of marriage. And they just say, it's so much easier. It's so much more convenient. Why should I get married?
Now, the question that comes to mind is that, well, what happened? What happened that in a society where not only does the culture promote, dictate, really, I mean, oh my God, can you imagine anything else other than
this? Yeah. I can imagine easily.
From an Islamic family, no.
If it's real Islam, yes, what you're saying is true.
I mean, my parents aren't scholars and mystics, but can you imagine their daughter or their sons cohabiting with a random person from the opposite gender? No.
So what I'm trying
to understand here is that what sort of phenomenon occurred in the world that led to the younger people choosing cohabitation over quote unquote marriage? Uh-huh. While the life arrangements are almost the same. Like, I can't give you exact numbers, but even in countries where, even in certain Eastern or Asian, let's say, non-Islamic countries, India, supposedly, or the more conservative...
Even in the Western world up until 2 decades ago, this was a taboo.
Japan.
Even in America... Even in Canada, the phenomenon of cohabitation was a taboo for people. Nobody, even if, you know, like, this wasn't the norm in the society. You either, you know, married or you were not married, right? Mm. But it's becoming so prevalent.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Muslim Lady here on IRIB English Radio. We're going to be back after a short break. Stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. This is Muslim Lady. And in the studio today, we've been talking about the hot topic of cohabitation.
I think my own understanding, because as I was reading the articles, it was saying that 3 in 10 cohabiting adults who are not engaged but say that they would like to get married someday, say that their partner or their own lack of financial readiness. Lack of financial readiness.
I think that's the trouble in a lot of Islamic countries as well.
Also, roughly 4 in 10 cite not being far enough along in their job.
Yeah.
So, you see, remember that we used to talk about the topic of capitalism, humanism, modernism, remember?
For
the
sure.
values in that system that were dictated to people were that you had to continue your education. So equal, you know, this fight for equal educational position for boys and girls, that was the first fight. After that, then you're a graduate, you have educated, then you want an equal job opportunity. Then what I'm trying to say is that more money, more social prestige and social class and power, these are the criterions that define your value in a modern society. So things like spirituality, protecting half of my religion, these are non-existent. These are like jokes.
True.
Right? So the reason why anywhere in the world, East and the West, cohabitation has become a trendy phenomenon is that people care about material standards of life. Their job is a definition of their success. Their income, the number of zeros in front of their income, defines how successful they are in this world, right? So, and then it's very interesting, Zainab, that in this mentality, 2 + 2 = 4. If I have to have a schedule, a long-term and a short-term plan, in the first 3 years of my life, I'm going to achieve these goals. In the second 6 years, this. In the second 4 years, this. So everything comes down to my own calculations, that 2 + 2 = 4. Whereas in the Islamic point of view, there's this beautiful ayah that says that if you're scared of getting married for financial reasons, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you. It's a beautiful ayah. I think that ayah is in the verse that says, it tells people to marry off the singles in their society. وَنْكِهُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ Let me look it up because it's a very beautiful verse.
The reason behind the gravitation, the inclination a lot of our youth have toward cohabitation rather than official marriage is because of the huge hoopla that's been made out of marriage and all the steps and all the annoying complications, that complicated, tedious, tiring process that they have to go through in order to get married. The ceremony and the back and forth and all that cultural nonsense and inviting strangers
totally
that you've
true.
Never met before in your life, but you've gotta because your parents say to you, well, what will other people say? And all of that, and I feel like the new generation just can't be bothered with it. One of the very interesting concepts that exists within Islam, which really has won me over when I was converting to Islam, is that marriage should be done simply. No, the simpler, the better.
Very true.
Right.
I was actually watching one of those humorous clips. By the way, I found the verse. Mm-hmm. It's in Surah Nur, chapter 24, verse number 32. وَنْكِهُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادَكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُغَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ Which means that married off those who are single among you and the upright among your male and female slaves, if they are poor, the two reasons, lack of financial readiness, not being far enough along in their job. If they are poor, Allah will enrich them out of His grace. SubhanAllah. So it's, you know, Zainab, it's 2 + 2 = 200.
Yeah, true.
2 + 2 = 2,000, 2 million.
Yep, yep.
I was watching this clip yesterday, and this lady was saying that back then in Iran, when you wanted to get married, there were no halls, wedding halls. Mm-hmm. It was your house and your neighbor's house. And you invited 50, 60 people, women, and 50, 60 men, and you made the kebab, and only one drink, one beverage, no salad, no yogurt, no jellies, no pudding, no this, no that. That's it. Right? But these days, like, you have to spend millions and, you know, thousands of dollars on, you know, having a very beautiful, fancy, elegant. It's as if you're like a princess, you know, very luxurious, very.
The financial toll of weddings and marriage, not being married, mm-hmm. the process of getting married is so much. Mm-hmm. The financial, the emotional, and the psychological toll of it all is so much that the younger generation just can't be bothered with it anymore. And you know, to an extent,
they're going to be more.
If it was made more simple people stuck their nose into their business, mm-hmm. I don't think the younger generation would necessarily have a problem
with it. What do you mean, put their nose less in their business? How do other people intervene in young couples' businesses?
How do they not intervene in young couples' lives?
Tell me, wouldn't they intervene if you're cohabiting?
I really have never come across a Muslim, to be perfectly honest, a Muslim...
Cohabiting?
Yeah, Muslim cohabitation. Even in my circle of friends or families, those who cohabit are married.
Why wouldn't this couple, mm-hmm. that they're having a mut'ar, temporary relationship, why wouldn't they get married?
Because they don't find themselves compatible in long term. Uh-huh. And that's a valid reason. We're okay for each other now. If she didn't have any other choices, then that was the best alternative for the time. A temporary solution to a temporary problem through temporary marriage.
We were talking about the fact that this couple who decided to undergo mut'ah, mm-hmm. for the time being, because this was the best choice they could possibly make. I'm just saying, if the society moves towards practicing Islam in the real sense.
Okay, what's the more Islamic alternative?
The more Islamic alternative.
Ideal Islamic alternative.
Look at the time of the Prophet.
Sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. When a woman, her husband died in a war, or he died for any reason, and then she got married to men. Okay, to a married
man. I mean, a man her age range is married.
Okay,
a man younger than her usually does not want to raise another man's kids, wants to have children of her own.
But nowadays, because of the high percentage of divorces in societies, Islamic and non-Islamic, there are a lot of single guys in her age range, because they don't want to go under the commitment of marriage, his temporary wife, mm-hmm. right? A lot of this problem for women will be solved if they go under the umbrella of a married man's life, family, where based on today's norms and acceptance of families.
It got me thinking that, well, obviously no one was held at gunpoint to walk into such an arrangement, right? They all got into it out of their own free will because it seemed like the only plausible solution for their needs to be met. And they did not sin. They did it in the utmost shara'i way.
We should draw a line here. Mm. Between cohabitation and temporary marriage. Because in Islam, there are certain regulations and Shari'i rulings with regards to your temporary marriage. Mm-hmm. You have to have iddah. There are some rulings in terms of inheritance, in terms of the child, inheritance of the child that is you know, the result of this marriage.
Custody, yeah.
The custody.
Cohabitation is a very unstable arrangement. It lacks security. It lacks trust. It lacks protection, right? That was interesting, and that was all the time that we have for today's episode. Thank you so very much for joining us. Until another salam, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty.
Who is the Lover? Allah. Who is Ar-Rahman? Allah. Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, so Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.